Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini.
All right, we're here with Mike Nardini, and Mike, we appreciate your time as always. Let's just right out of the gate, we've got the big shutdown going on. Remind everyone how this, if at all, affects the city of Pella.
Well, first and foremost, Justin, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you have stated, the federal government shutdown, really from a city of Pella perspective and the services we provide, it's going to be business as usual, Justin. So from the local services, the services that the city provides, city offices, nothing's really changed from the federal shutdown perspective. But if it does, we'll make sure we let you folks know to get the word out.
We do have some stuff that will affect people. The 2013 electric conversion project, a couple things discussed at Tuesday night's meeting. Just get our listeners up to date on that, if you would.
Yes, Justin. We had some exciting developments last night at the council meeting. And as you said last night, the council approved construction contracts for the 2013 conversion projects. And just to get the listeners up to speed on this project, approximately 70% of our electrical distribution system is underground, Justin. And from the city's perspective, that's an important reliability concept because a lot of outages that occur during winter months occur with overhead wires in the community, from everything from frozen lines to tree limbs falling to, you name it, wind problems. And so in a nutshell, the more of your distribution system that you can have placed underground, the safer, the more reliable your electrical distribution system is. And as we can attest from a city staff standpoint, our electric utility has excellent reliability. What council approved last night, and it's been a goal of the city's for some time, is to complete the remaining 30% and place it underground. And what we approved last night was a contract for the Southeast Conversion Project, which is commonly referred to as our 2013 Distribution Conversion Project. With this section, Justin, we'll be able to place an additional 10% underground with that. And so from the city's perspective, after the project's complete, we'll have 80% of our system underground. Now, the contracts we approved last night totaled just right around $752,000, and they approved a contractor. The contractor for the project will be MasTech out of Shevlin, Minnesota. And then we also approved a materials component for the project as well. So when you add those two contracts together, it's right around $752,000. Now, to get the listeners up to speed on the geographical area for the conversion project, generally speaking, it's referred to as a Southeast Conversion Project, but generally speaking, it's the area south of Pella High School. So when we look at from the northern geographical boundaries, we're basically looking at the area south of University Street. On the western side, it'd be east of East 8th Street, and on the eastern boundaries, we're going through the Sunrise Mobile Home Court. Now, as far as the southern boundaries, generally speaking, it's the area north of Oskaloosa Street, with the exception of that we'll be reaching down and taking care of the area by Pella Christian High School as well. So from the city standpoint, we're very excited with this construction project. It's very important from a reliability standpoint, and it's nice to be able to make progress towards our goals, getting the entire distribution system underground. Now, Justin, when we look at the contract, a little bit of notes with it, we were very pleased with the bid prices we received on the two components. As we said, those two contracts that we approved, A, hiring the contractor and also the material components for the project totaled just about $752,000. The engineer's estimate for those two components was over $900,000, so we received very good bids for it. And more importantly, and kind of the final takeaway from the listener standpoint, as far as the construction taking place, we're hoping to have this project completed by the summer of 2014. So from our standpoint, if everything goes smoothly, it should be substantially complete by June of 2014.
And so is this just an upgrade as basically everybody going underground?
Yeah, from our standpoint, we're going to take those wires, the distribution system wires, and we're going to place them underground. So instead of having overhead wires in the southeast portion of town, those wires will be placed underground. And from the city standpoint, what that does, it's going to make the system more reliable, and we're hoping to avoid problems in the winter. And like we said, it's everything from freezing of electrical distribution lines to tree limbs falling on lines. And from our standpoint, by placing them underground, we're hoping to avoid problems. And that should also, from the city standpoint, it's easier for us to maintain the system once it's underground. So there is an investment up front to do this. Overall, this project's going to cost right around $1.1 million by the time we count in engineering and the equipment that that our staff is going to need to have to do our component of the work. But from an investment standpoint, when you factor in the cost of reliability, the investment to make the system more reliable, and also just from a user, end user standpoint, that reliability is just huge, Justin. So from our standpoint, we view this as an extremely wise investment on behalf of the City of Pella, and we're very excited about the project.
All right, Mike, and last time we sat down, we discussed the power plant. Let us know about that and where that stands.
Yes, Justin. What Council approved last night was they approved a resolution that basically authorized staff to seek bids for the power plant deconstruction project. Now, get the listeners up to speed on this. Back in 2012, the spring of 2012, the city began receiving 100% of its energy from Missouri River Energy Services. And as a result, the city's power plant is no longer supplying energy for our community. Now, before we get started with the power plant deconstruction project, I would be remiss if I did not add that the power plant was an asset for the community for many, many years. But since our transition to Missouri River Energy Services and buying all of our power from Missouri River Energy Services, we no longer have a need for the facility. And so what Council approved last night was a deconstruction timeline for the project. And they also authorized staff to seek bids for deconstruction of the power plant, Justin. And what was authorized last night was establishing a public hearing for the project on November 19th this year. We're also looking at holding a bid letting for the project on October 29th. And so from the staff standpoint, when you look at the existing city power plant, well, the current plans call for a restoration of the area just to green space. So from our standpoint, Justin, what we approved last night was authorizing staff to seek bids for the project and also hold a public hearing on November 19th, and that's when Council will decide on the construction contract for the power plant. Now, if Council were to approve the project, Justin, a few notes, we believe it will take roughly 10 months to remove the power plant from the site and from the deconstruction standpoint. And so if Council were to proceed with the project, it's likely that it would be done sometime or completed sometime in the fall of 2014. And as far as the estimated cost for the projects, really, you're looking at a wide range of potential costs for the project, but realistically, the range is somewhere between $2 to $4 million is what our engineer believes by the time you look at it, and it's largely dependent on the amount of scrap value from the plant. So there'll be more news for the listeners if they're interested in the subject to come in future meetings, but particularly of interest of note, it'll be on November 19th. Council will decide as far as the fate of the project and whether to proceed with the deconstruction project.
Well, we appreciate your time, Mike. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, Justin, once again, I just encourage the listeners to tune in to KLIA KRLS for updates on city affairs, and also please check the city's website for news and information. But on both the conversion projects and also on the power plant deconstruction project, there will be more news on both of those items coming up at future council meetings. And once again, I'd like to thank you for having me here today. It's a pleasure.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.